Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm your host, Terry Beckstrom, and today is Friday, September 6th, 2019. The title of today's podcast, The Value of True Friendships. You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again, don't mistake your Facebook connections for friends. Facebook was clever to attempt to hijack the word friends and attempt to redefine connections to now mean friends. The two are very different. Now, don't get me wrong. It does not mean that you don't have true friends on Facebook. I expect most of you do, just as I do. And I'm very thankful for those friends. Just don't be fooled by what I call the numbers game. You know who your true friends are. According to Webster, a friend is one who is attached by affection or esteem to someone else. According to the biblical definition, a friend sticketh closer than a brother, and a friend loves at all times. The Bible also says not to make friends with a hot-tempered man, to help your friends when they fall, and to be cautious in friendship. Wise advice, always. So what do you consider a true friend to be? What parameters do you establish for friendship? You know, I know some people, when they first meet someone, they classify the person as a friend. That, in my opinion, is more of an acquaintance, but I don't define friendship for you. So getting back to you, what does one need to do to be in your circle of friendship? Do you have different tiers of friendship? Are you selective in the friends you choose? Do those who you classify as friends classify you as a friend? Now, that's a question to ponder. Do we have to label someone as a friend audibly or in written form for them to be officially branded as a friend? Do we sometimes tell people that we consider them a friend so that they might reciprocate and classify us as a friend? After all, from a neuroscientific perspective, we like people who like us. It's called reciprocity of liking. Who are your closest friends? You know, chances are your friends are a lot like you. We like people who are like us. They share your same socioeconomic category, potentially. They like your jokes. They like similar food. They may dress like you. They listen to you. Now, that's an important one. They may live near you. You may see them frequently. They might be coworkers, classmates, gym buddies, church members, club members, members of some group that made it easy for you to become friends. You know, we often also share similar passions like golfing, hunting, lifting weights, crochet, complaining, jogging, playing tennis. I threw that complaining in there as a joke. I hope your friends aren't the complaining types. You may watch the same shows, whatever. You know, we share information with our friends called disclosure. The closer you are, the more information you're entitled to. Sensitive to top secret, true friendship requires reciprocity. Quid pro quo, if we give up our most sacred secrets, then you're expected as my friend to give up yours as well. Isn't that kind of how we operate? This creates a bonding process. Your closest friends know who you really are and they accept you anyway. Your true friends, they understand each other and they intuitively read each other's signals well. We read their body language well. Friends experience each other's pain. Friends are connected emotionally. True friends are there during the good and the bad times. Fair weather friends just stick with you on those sunny days. True friends build each other up. True friends are honest with each other, and they look out for each other's best interest. You know, I think we also have to group friends that are specific to certain circles, but don't necessarily make it into the inner circle. They might be school friends, golf buddies, gym buddies, people that you associate with and you're friendly when you're around them. You know, these are the people you glad hand when you're in this specific arena, but you wouldn't necessarily have them over for dinner. By the way, speaking of the church crowd, some of you put on a church mask on Sundays. It doesn't necessarily translate well into the work week. Your wraparound handshake, pearly white smile, hello brother, Sunday morning self transforms into a foul-mouthed, hot-tempered grouch on Monday. A lot of people mask their true selves from time to time, or always, but a true friend sees right through the mask. We love tribes of people who are like us or like we perceive ourselves to be. We like to be accepted. And some try and muscle their way into groups or tribes that they don't really fit well into. Or maybe they're not even welcomed into it. You know, try mixing the Real Housewives of the Inner Beltline, Botox and Beamer-driving country club salad-eating yoga moms with the jacked-up glass-pack pickup truck-driving barbecue rib-eating mud-racing NASCAR-loving bass-fishing deer-hunting country gals. see how well they mesh. So we like people who are like us. Okay, I get it. You know, I suggest that you broaden your perspective. Get out of your friend comfort zone. You might find out that those strange people are really not a lot different than you. Here's some real-time friends' words of wisdom as you enter into another weekend to go hang out with your friends. Number one, if you want a good friend, be a good friend. Accept your friends as they are. Build them up. Encourage them. Communicate with your friends. Text or weak on the emotional value scale. Pick up the phone or go visit them in person. Don't lose touch with your friends, your true friends. It takes effort to stay in touch with friends, especially those who live in different parts of the country or world. Stay in touch. Stay connected. Don't give up on your friends. You know, our society seems to be moving further and further away from connectivity with people. And we seem to be accepting that. I'm suggesting you do the opposite, that you stay connected with your friends. Stop texting them. Pick up your phone, listen to their voice, laugh with them, cry with them. Better yet, get in your car and go see them. Don't give up on your friends. Value your friends. Let them know how important they are to you. In word and in deed, respect your friends. Be truthful to your friends. Be fun to be around when you're around your friends. Be there when they need you. Be a giver and not a taker. Don't be a phony. Don't fawn over people just because they're rich or popular. Ulterior motive friends are fraudsters, sycophants, and there's an agenda. It works on both sides. If you got people who claim to be your friends just because they want something from you, or are you someone who is using someone else for your gain, both are bad. Friends stand up for each other and don't talk about each other behind their backs. Do something nice randomly for your friends. How about that? Develop positive friendships that are mutually fulfilling. No agendas. Love your friends, not romantically, but brotherly or sisterly love. Now, of course, if your best friend happens to be your husband or wife, it's okay to love them romantically. What's the point of today? It's simple. Be able to recognize true friendship when you see it, when you feel it, and when you live it. Be a true friend to your friends, and don't be a phony or someone who has an ulterior motive. True friendship is not easy. It takes work. How about picking up the phone today or going by a friend's house today and letting them know how much you value them and their friendship? A true friend is worth so much more than money or things. And we could all use a true friend standing beside us. Hope you have a great weekend. Until next week.